You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.
And how does it feel together? Pre-produced at my glass house in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 151 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new music episode. This is new music for April 2025. On this episode, I got caught up on Bandcamp Mailbag, nearly 4 months of it, and it's 4 weeks to a month of everything else. This means I'm caught up on all of my sources post-Covenants a month earlier than last year, which means new music for May is probably going to suck. It's kind of perfect, though. It'll be for Listener Appreciation Week, when I usually make my worst episodes for lack of content. Last year was an anomaly. Regarding tonight's episode, not Listener Appreciation Week, I could have used more music, but I've patched it through. It's the April-May doldrums. It's the slow season. Once again, I've had to lean on leftovers, and while I don't mind the results, I'm running dangerously low. The new stuff from this search is 25 of 36 songs overall, which is respectable. And compared with March new music, the quality is more consistent. 149 had a lot of Song of the Year candidates in the big set. And while this episode, I don't know if it has any truly great songs, the housekeeping set is far, far more listenable. Of the new music from this search, there are two backdated songs, and they came from Spotify. I've joined the dark side officially. I am now a Spotify premium subscriber. I needed to listen to Blaylock's indie rock playlist. You can't stream it directly from their website anymore. And I also needed to look up some stuff that's not on Bandcamp. And as well, I used it this time around searching Pitchfork. I think it's better for searching Pitchfork. That and I'm scrambling for content right now. I will be getting more common middling songs from 5 years ago, but I also hope to find more from certain subgenres that are not as present on Bandcamp and are also not typically found via my other sources. Keeping score, because I looked up four whole months of Bandcamp mailbag and 4 weeks to a month of everything else, Bandcamp leads the way bigly with 10 songs from 8 releases. I was hoping for more, but the search did include the holiday season. Spotify has 3. I picked one from the new Femtonal record, and I got 2 backdated randoms from the algorithm. From the Earshot National Top 50, there are 3 songs from 2 releases, and the CJSF playlist and David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel have 2 apiece. The CITR charts and Pitchfork have 1 each, and KALX, UC Berkeley, and Blaylocks were both shut out. The show started off tonight with Mount Erie from 2024. That's the oldest leftover on here tonight. Secondly was new stuff from Bill Orcutt, and then a more recent leftover from The Convenience. Coming up next in housekeeping is more of the same, decent rock songs for the most part. Later on in the big set is ambient, folk, and electronic all mixed up, and then a bunch of what I think is Metrowave, maybe, and then pop tunes. We'll be right back.
I need a new, can I get a new? I to leave.